Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. A deeply moving tribute to America's heroes, the National Memorial Day Concert will air live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol tonight at 8 on PBS and will be available as video on demand through June 8th. Actor and co-host Joe Mantegna is on the line to tell us more. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You first participated in the National Memorial Day Concert in 2002 and have been hosting it since 2006. What was it about that initial experience that inspired you to become so deeply involved?
Yeah, it's almost hard to explain, but all I can say is when I walked down that stage the first time in 2002 and looking out at something like 250,000 people who would come to watch it live on the West Lawn of the Capitol, and I'm staring at the Capitol building with the flag flying. You got to remember, in 2002, this is just months after 9/11. My job was to recount the story of four New York firemen who had lost their sons in 9/11. And behind me, the National Symphony Orchestra is playing Mozart's Requiem. And I'm having to say words like, as this music is playing, and on these movie screens, they're showing the planes flying into the World Trade Center. I'm having to say words like, it's a good day when they find a portion of your son's uniform in the rubble. And that's when it hit me that I'm not doing a performance. This is not my job as an actor. I'm recounting something. This is history. This is what we're going through right now. And the emotion of being, I've never felt more American, let me put it that way, in the sense of like, wow, collectively, we as a nation are going through this incredible tragedy. But we have to get past this. And we've been getting past it since the Revolutionary War. And that's when it all hit me. And that's when I realized this is something special. And that's why I've been doing it for over 20 years since, because I feel Memorial Day is the most important holiday we have in this country, because it allows us to, you know, continue on and just, you know, we're not perfect, but we're trying. We're just doing our best to be an example of what freedom and democracy is all about. And because of it, many people have had to give their lives, men and women, over the course of our history, so that this is an important holiday and we should set aside. And this concert is a perfect way of setting aside 90 minutes of that holiday and finding out what Memorial Day is all about.
Has there been a moment from the concert that profoundly affected you or that left a lasting impression?
Well, that particular one will resonate with me for the rest of my life, that very first one. Nothing will duplicate that, but every year there's something. And I've been part, you know, some of the stories we have to tell. You know, I remember just a few years ago, I had to do this one story with the actress, my dear friend Jean Smart, and we had to do this portrayal of this family, you know, of a general and his wife, who had lost both their sons, and how they have had to recover, and how they have gone on, and how they've given back by doing kind of like a suicide hotline, you know, to support people out there in conflict. Over the 20 plus years, there's been a multitude of different things and moments that I can point to and say that just kind of moved me to where, why I keep coming back every year and will hopefully continue to do so.
I'm speaking with actor Joe Mantegna, host of tonight's National Memorial Day concert on PBS. How has your understanding and appreciation of Memorial Day evolved over the years, especially considering your family's military background?
Well, this concert has done that for me because, like I say, I do have a lot of military in my family. Many of them were World War II veterans. They never talked about it. Doing the concert opened up them, and they were able to recount stories and kind of tell me a little more about that. I'm talking over the years. I grew up in during the Vietnam conflict due to the lottery system. I never got called and never really thought much about it. And then once I got involved in this concert, I realized, okay, I didn't get a chance to do my service to represent the men and women who throughout history have paid their dues. So this is my way of doing it. I believe in mandatory service. I believe all of us should in some way do something to contribute to the ongoing freedoms that we have living in this country that we do. And this is my small way of giving back. And so that's why it's an honor to be able to do it every year.
In your view, what makes Memorial Day distinct from other national holidays? And why is it so important for Americans to observe it with the reverence it deserves?
Because I think if you really think about it, it is the most important holiday we celebrate because it is the holiday that allows us to celebrate all the others. So I would say, go out, watch the Indianapolis 500, go have your barbecue, enjoy that holiday. Be grateful we got this day in May that we can all kind of take off from work and school and celebrate. But celebrate with a reverence of the sacrifices men and women throughout history have allowed you to do. So in other words, it's not so much a celebration as it's a remembrance. And so while you're enjoying that day and enjoying the things you like to do, know that people have paid the ultimate price for you to do that. And that's why know that it's not just any holiday. It's the holiday that lets you have all the other holidays. So that's why it should be important to you.
Given your advocacy for veterans and military families, how do you encourage others to get involved or support these communities beyond the National Memorial Day concert on PBS?
Well, just know that there are many different ways you can do that. First of all, there are groups out there that you can be supportive of. Do your research. Find out what in your community, even if you, you know, you see these veterans hospitals that always could use support, veterans organizations. It's easy enough to find within your own family. I mean, I certainly was able to do that. I don't think there's been one family on the planet that at least hasn't been touched in some way in their history. And to just remember, there's something to be said about putting skin in the game, you know, giving back. Understand that freedom isn't free. So what can you do to help move the needle, you know, a little closer to that side of like liberty and democracy and all the things that we believe in this country that make us unique in many ways to other countries on this planet? You know, freedom ain't free. So be a participant. Pay a little price yourself.
What do you believe has been the most significant impact of the National Memorial Day concert on the nation?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I can't answer that. I think only the individuals who are participating in, or who watch it or observe it know. But all I can say is we're still doing it. We've been doing it for, you know, well over, you know, 20 years now. And as I said, it's the most important thing I do every year. And I came to that conclusion the minute I got involved with that first one. So all I can say is give it a shot. Carve out 90 minutes and you'll understand what the importance of it. And then you'll understand why it has the impact it has and why people come back every year and why sometimes 250,000 people show up live at the West Lawn of the Capitol. And it's got nothing to do with politics. This is all about being an American, which allows you to be as political as you want to be. But in this instance, this is just about being the American that we have the fortunate ability to be able to do.
Thank you so much for talking with us, and we are looking forward to watching the National Memorial Day concert on PBS tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.